Good afternoon. It is 4:04 p.m. on Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. This is a work session on case number PU-22-391 regarding SCS Carbon Solutions' application for a pipeline certificate. And I'm Randy Christman, Chair, and joined by Commissioner Sherry Haugen-Hoffert and decision maker Tim Dawson, along with our administrative law judge, Hope Hogan, and our legal counsel, Zach Pelham. And I think the topic that was listed for the work session is to discuss the technical hearings. And
Randy, we cannot see you. You're not on video, nor is Jack or anyone else that's on.
Okay, Chris is suggesting that you're not missing much, but
is Jack on?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm on the phone though, so you won't see me.
Okay.
And Jack is showing his dialing in, so yes. We're having technology problems with bringing the camera up. Is it okay if we continue?
I see you, Randy, now.
Oh, okay. Sorry about the that you can see me now. But anyway, so did anybody have any opening comments aside from this, or can we start talking about the... Okay, so I'll kind of give a review of where I think we're at and then open it up otherwise, unless someone wanted to get something else in otherwise. Not seeing anything. So I'm just going to make some statements here that are my recollection of kind of where we're at. And please tell me if somebody has differing thoughts. Along the way, we scheduled the hearings for this kind of the western areas of the project for starting yesterday and going however long it would need to go. And two of the interveners, those being the landowner interveners, led by Mr. Jordy, and then Burley County, indicated conflicts for that time frame and asked for separate opportunities to present their evidence and cross-examine the summit witnesses. And that was approved by us that we would hold some technical hearings for those specific purposes for those two interveners. Staff last week kind of did some polling to find some dates when we are available. And three of the dates and one of the things we need to discuss here today is how much time do we need to set aside for this. 3 days that worked pretty good, my understanding, talking to Victor, are May 28, 29, and 30. Keep in mind the 27 is a holiday, so that would be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I do have a brief conflict on the 28th from 12:30 to 1, but I'll skip lunch. We can work that in, I believe, if we are in somewhere where the hearing is held in the Capitol. I don't know if we would need to have more than those dates, but another option that showed up was June 3rd. There I have a commitment from 3:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon. That also is here in the building. But outside of that, I guess I'm open to discussing if I characterized it right of what we need to do, and that would be to have these technical conferences for the landowner interveners in Burleigh County to submit their evidence and cross-examine the summit witnesses. Do these dates work? Does anyone else have any small conflicts on them? I had suggested early on that I thought these could be interactive, would be the best choice. Just curious on your thoughts, Commissioner Haugenhofer and Mr. Dawson. Unless, Zach, you are our legal counsel, I don't know which is the right order for the other decision makers to weigh in, or if you have any general legal suggestions for us.
Yeah, just briefly, commissioners, the technical hearing or evidentiary hearing, I would also add, you'll remember yesterday that the company asked for the ability to present one of their witnesses at the technical hearing. Jeff Olson is his name. So in addition to the two interveners mentioned, that witness would be called as well. I think that, I think it can be done in a hybrid fashion, whether it's some witnesses appearing virtually, some attorneys appearing virtually. I think that can be done. I don't have any concern about, the legal effect of having a virtual hearing. That can be done. So those would be my comments at this point. Thank you.
Commissioner Haugenhofer.
Like you, Commissioner Christman, I do have a slight conflict on the 28th at the same time, but I think we could break for lunch during that time if the hearings are held at the Capitol. I guess on the amount of time, we have been provided the witness list, and looking at that, it seems to be quite an extensive witness list with the interveners, and now with someone asking for Jeff Olson along with the cross exam, I don't know if I think we're going to have to hold all those dates. But I'd look to hope more on how the pre-hearing conference scheduling goes, so we can hold, so we can have a good outline as far as time and how that plays out. I'd look forward to hope you giving us more direction on that. I have no problem with the technical hearing for those who want to testify online, have that capability. I think it's nice to have that option. I guess I would like to see, if we can get a hearing room here in the Capitol or even the Heritage Center and have some of it for those who want to be and have a hearing. I just think that's having the option of a technical hearing is great, but I would like to see that a hearing room be sought out and for those who can meet in person do so, but those who want to testify online have that option.
Mr. Dawson?
I agree with Commissioner Haugenhofer too, that it'd be best to do it in person. I know it's easier for Judge Hogan to control the room and to see the nonverbal cues from commissioners. It's also much easier to troubleshoot IT problems the more people you have in the room, the more people that you have separated on different computers in different rooms, the more you run into IT problems, especially problems that are unsolvable by people like me. But I think we have three solid days and almost three quarters of a fourth day. I think that's enough time. We should be able to schedule everything we need to schedule in that time. We have two interveners at this time, correct? You were
three, don't we?
Who's going to be doing the questioning? Will it be Jordry and
Mr. Bakke and Mr. Jordy primarily will be doing the cross-examination. Mr. Broughton was at the hearing and had the ability to cross-examine. I don't know to what extent we can limit that at this point, quite frankly, his ability to ask questions. I would think that the bulk of his questions of those witnesses that testified yesterday would be complete, but there may be some, redirect or recross type questions that could be asked by him, as well as, I suppose, Mr. Pranis, who was also present at the hearing yesterday. The other thing that we've talked about in the past is giving specific amounts of time. As to ability to cross-examine and present direct testimony, there is a rather lengthy list of witnesses, and I think probably that list will be narrowed as we approach the dates and as the attorneys determine who they want to call and what they want to present. So it probably would be helpful to have another pre-hearing conference prior to the technical hearing, just to get a better idea of that. And look, I mean, the worst case in my mind is if we don't finish in the 4 days that we've set aside, then we conceivably would have to set additional hearing dates. But I don't disagree with what Mr. Dawson had just indicated. I do believe we ought to have time to complete what we need to complete at the technical hearing with the time that we've got. Thank you.
If we're going to do it in a manner that is not virtual, where we are together in a room, we will need a room big enough to hold spectators. Even though this isn't for public testimony, this is a technical hearing for these people, but someone correct me if I'm wrong, I believe if it is not virtual, if we are together, we need to go find a room somewhere and do all of that.
This is Victor. That is absolutely correct. And I have done some initial checking. The only room in this building that is large enough and not under construction is the Pioneer Room. And it, I would say, just barely would be considered adequate, but likely would be considered adequate, is available for 3 of the 4 days. The first day, the 28th, which I know there's been a couple of you have expressed some issues with that date. That day is
just,
not available.
Victor, I just want to say our commitment is a half hour. So I think if we took an hour lunch, we would be fine. I know I would be fine.
Sure.
Yeah, me too. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
So I guess I'm, we've just started looking for venues and things like that. So as I said, 29th, 30th and June 3rd, the Pioneer Room is available for all of those dates and we can easily lock that down. The 28th, it is not. So the two options, or I guess there would be 3 options. One, we say we only need 3 days. We don't need 4 and we don't start it on that date. Second option is we go hunt for another venue, maybe the Heritage Center or something close by. Or we do a hybrid approach whereby the 28th is a virtual day. The other 3 are in person.
If the Heritage Center is unavailable, is everyone else okay to doing one of the days purely virtual?
I guess I'm not, I think the first day virtual would be difficult. I really do. Because when, and Hope guide me there, would the first day be cross-examined?
Okay.
I haven't thought about it. And I think if we have a, if I hold a pre-hearing conference, I think that's one thing we would discuss. Because I think there's maybe going to need to be a, some framework in place on how we approach this. If Summit presents its additional witness, or we do cross-examination of the Summit witnesses that have already testified first, I'm not sure. In my mind, that would make sense, but you know, it's, I'd be open to suggestions from the parties on how they want to handle that. I can also let you know that at our last pre-hearing conference, I took some rough notes. It was a couple weeks ago, but Mr. Jordy did indicate, I think he was the one that had the very lengthy witness list, and he did indicate that he does not intend to call all those witnesses, but obviously wanted to reserve the right to call any of those rather than not list them and later be prevented from doing that. I believe his estimate on time that he needed was roughly what he gave me that day was 11 hours to 11 and a half hours between cross-examination and presenting testimony of his own witnesses. And Mr. Bakke, think was at around a day to 2 days is what he thought he needed.
Well, how about this? We'll search for a different room somewhere in town for that Tuesday. We'll do the Pioneer Room on Wednesday and Thursday and the following Monday. And there will be hybrid. And we will plan for some long days. We're going to get to work through this.
Chair Chrisman, can I ask for clarification? When you say hybrid, it's going to be an option all days for anyone who wants to witness or to be a witness online. That's what your hybrid means.
Correct. Or us. If one of us needed to be gone for part of a day or something, but could participate online, it's not my favorite thing, but I don't think it's a big problem.
Can I ask for clarification? If we can get the Heritage Center for all those days, are we going to try and do that for consistency? Because we know it worked well, or what's your...
Well, I think the Pioneer Room works very well because then we can do the broadcast and that sort of thing, as opposed to bringing in a contractor, paying the Heritage Center for the room. We can get lunches okay, here.
Thinking, so we're doing, looking for a room. Why don't you repeat it again? Can you, on what the plan is?
What I'm hearing is a room that's at this point undefined, but we will leave that to staff for May 28th. Hopefully starting early, maybe I'm going to throw out 8 o'clock. No, because it takes some time for the staff to do things. So 8:30 and then the 29th, 30th and June 3rd would be in the Pioneer Room.
I'd like to add that it doesn't offend me if we did all virtual for all the commissioners and everyone involved on the 28th for some of the witnesses, especially if it was agreeable to the people in a pre-hearing conference. You know, some of the cross-examination that would be done are people that have already testified in public at the previous hearing. And so perhaps if it had to be limited to to certain witnesses or certain things that are agreed upon. I'm not absolutely opposed to, if we cannot find a room, to doing it virtual on the first day for certain witnesses. But that's something that would have to be worked out if there was a failure to find a room.
Yeah, if there's not, if everyone is fine with it. Other thoughts, or is there anything regarding these technical hearings that we need to discuss?
This is Zach. Just so you all know, that Thursday, I think it's the 30th, I need to be somewhere else. I can attend virtually and can participate virtually, but I was one of the holdouts on that particular date. But I just want you to know, I plan to be attending that particular day of the hearing virtually.
And I will say, because of the difficulty in finding dates, Zach, I really, really appreciate your willingness to make personal sacrifice for us.
Absolutely.
Anything else?
Okay, so this is Victor. I just want to, so once we lock down venues, Steve will issue a notice of technical hearing. We're going to try to find, I'll kind of start with the Heritage Center as the first option. If we can't find that, we'll see if there's some other place in Bismarck. And then the other 3 days will be the Pioneer Room, and we will ensure we have a virtual option for any participation within those hearings. And we will plan to start on that first day at 8:30 are the details that I...
And Judge Hogan will work out in a pre-hearing conference the order of who's going when.
Yep.
Okay.
Can I ask another clarifying question? At any of these hearings, Summit has said they will have representatives available. Can we, as commissioners, call them up and ask additional questions?
So yes, I mean,
Commissioner Hogan.
Go ahead, Zach. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say yes as well. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, if they testified yesterday, and they're going to be at this technical hearing, whether in person or virtually, they're going to be cross-examined, and the commissioner's staff will have the opportunity to ask questions of those witnesses.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yep, no problem.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Golden Field in the heart of the beautiful.
Anything else? Okay, thanks everybody for so promptly making time for a work session here. It looks like we got a lot of, or sounds right. Like we have a lot of action from somewhere, but good talking to you all again. We'll watch for staff to let us know what kind of room we can find. Thanks again, everybody.
Thank you.